A reading from Isaiah. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that you do not know shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I had to laugh as I was reading through this and preparing for this because it mentions snow, rain and snow. And I know that my folks in Ohio are getting a lot of, have gotten snow this week. I think Michigan got some snow this week too. So it is beautiful and gorgeous here in Texas. And if you are dealing with snow, I kind of feel bad for you, but not really. Isaiah is one of those beautiful texts. It's a book that we turn to a lot for hope. But I think it's helpful to understand what may be behind some of these words that Isaiah is speaking. So Isaiah can be broken down into three sections. Biblical scholars call it 1st Isaiah, 2nd Isaiah, and 3rd Isaiah. It's basically three books. And the first book is before and going into exile. The second book is during exile. And the third book is after exile. So for those of you who don't know, there was a point in Israel's history where they were divided into two kingdoms, and both kingdoms eventually fell. The southern kingdom, Judah, where Jerusalem was located, was the last to fall, and they fell and were taken into exile in Babylon. So the temple was destroyed, the whole city was destroyed, everybody who was anybody was taken out of Israel, out of Judah, and taken into Babylon. And they have been, they were sitting in exile, in captivity for all of that time. Now, this passage that we have today comes at the end of 2nd Isaiah. So what's happening right now is that the Babylonians have fallen to the Persians. And the Persians have a leader who is going to let the people go back to Judah, back to Jerusalem, back to the land of their ancestors. But here's the problem. This is the second generation that has been born into captivity. All of the people who are now welcome to go back to Jerusalem, to back to the way things were, have no memory of ever being there because they never have been. They have been living in this place of exile their whole lives. Their jobs are there. Their families are there. The culture that they have assimilated into is there. Everything that they know about life exists for them in exile. And Isaiah is trying to be encouraging in this text, trying to be encouraging of them to go back to rebuild Jerusalem. But the thing is not only do they not know Jerusalem, do they not know the city or the people, have they been cut off from all of that, but Jerusalem is in shambles. It is a shell of its former glory. There is no temple. There is no city wall. Everything is in rubble. The fields have been fallow. There is so much work that has to be done to rebuild Jerusalem from the ground up. And so Isaiah is trying to offer a word of inspiration, of comfort, of looking towards the future, of trying to get people to leave their comfortable places in Babylon, in now Persia, and come back and rebuild Jerusalem. This year, at the beginning of the year, in January, I invited Spirit of Joy members to draw out a star word. It was for Epiphany, and I had everybody pull a little wooden star that had a word on it. And that word was meant to be a guide throughout the year. And the word that I chose was future. And I was so excited to get that word because big things were happening at Spirit of Joy. We had just purchased the former Wanseguin Elementary School. We had these big plans for what we were going to do with it, and I was so excited to dive into all of that and all of that work. Big things were happening for me in my personal life, and I was so excited to experience all of that. And I thought that it was some, which I'm going to admit to you how ridiculous I am. I told everybody when they picked these words, it is not some prophecy. It's not a magic word. It's not there to like give you a glimpse into what's going to happen in your year. But secretly, in my head and in my heart, I was like, yes, this is affirmation of God's promise for me for this year. It's all about the future and looking towards the future and planning for this great and wonderful future. And then March hit. And we went into lockdown and quarantine, and we're still doing some work on the Wanseguin campus. I don't want people to think that we've just abandoned that, because we most certainly haven't. We've been working with the architects, and people have been going over individually and doing work. But it is not the future that we were hoping for this year. A lot of the things in my personal life that I was so excited about are not in my immediate future for this year. And so I realized this week that word future that I was so excited about, because I thought for sure that it meant that all of these beautiful things were going to bloom in my future this year, that word has taken on a different meaning for me in this time and in this space. Because quite frankly, right now, none of us knows what the future is going to hold. The people in Babylonian exile had no idea what their future was going to be. Were they going to stay in Babylon and continue their lives there, or go back to an unknown land and rebuild an economy, a city from the ground up? Their future was completely foggy and unknown. And I feel like that is the space that we are living in right now. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, let alone the next week or month or even year. The fact of the matter is that we've never really known. that the way that I took that star as some omen for good things in my future was never really the way that God intended for me to look towards that future. Because that kind of looking, where you make all of those plans, only leads to disappointment. The kind of future that we look towards, that we look towards with hope, is the kind of future that Isaiah points us to. It is not a future of our own making or our own strength or our own will. It is God's future, in which everyone who thirsts is given living waters, in which everybody who is hungry is fed, in which everybody who is bent over is lifted up, in which everybody who is sick and hurting is restored and made whole. This is the future that we look towards, the future that God is working towards in our world, because God is always on the side of life, always on the side of our life. I can't tell you what the future is going to hold. I can't predict what the next couple of months or years are going to look like in our lives. No more than the people that Isaiah was preaching to could understand what was going to happen in their future. But the future that I hold on to, that I cling to, is God's future. And I know that no matter what happens in this life, no matter what happens with our tomorrows, that our future is held in God's hands, in which God is making all things new. Thanks be to God.